Doors and Doorways, a photo essay. Look on every exit as being an entrance somewhere else. Tom Stoppard. Why doors? Most of us don't even notice the doorways or doors we walk through while visiting the heritage structures. Our focus lies within, except for some mavericks whose door fetishes make them stand out. I mean, the mavericks and, of course, the doors too. So here goes my door fetish in a photo essay that covers a few doorways too. Doors are gates attached to doorways, this much we know. Internal and external doors differ in that the former has a threshold, and the latter doesn't. The type of arch they have makes the upper part of doorways prominent, about which I have written earlier. Large external doors also have smaller windows within to make for easy passage. History of doors. The concept of doors has always existed in mythology, referring to the gates of heaven and hell. You find one of the earliest drawings of a door in a 4,000-year-old Egyptian mural. As early as the 1st century AD, Romans used doors, as did Greeks after them. In the Indian context, the Gupta dynasty from the 4th century started the trend of embellished doors. The Chinese brought the use of brass and copper and more technical detailing, such as hinges, trim and other hardware. By the 8th century, doors had trefoil arches. From here on, doors were not just protective elements in a construct. They reflected the architectural style of the structure, be it Gothic, Renaissance, Jordan, Mughal, Peshwai, or Rajasthani. Photo essay on doors and doorways. Gothic entrance of the Mount Mary Church in the suburb of Bandra with its spectacular arches and Ionic columns. Portuguese-influenced doorways at Vasai. The one on the left from the Jesuit College established by St. Francis Xavier inside Fort Bassin. The other images from Our Lady of Grace Cathedral, also at Vasai. These doors from the Mughal era have solid wood and iron structure, focus being protection from the enemies. Elaborate embellished doorways from the royal temples of Bangkok take inspiration from Ayutthaya Kingdom. Hindu and Mughal influences along with European murals jostle for space in the Shekhawati region of Rajasthan. Colors run riot not only in the artwork but also on the doors. Doors almost are a way of distinguishing between the status of the owners here. The heavily decorated ones are from large mansions. That's all I have for the world of doors. I'm sure the next time you take a walk around a heritage block, an old part of the city, or enter any place of significance, you'll have a closer look at them. Doors open to a 2-day trip, next week on ImageWriter. Enter the pin on your board.